It's Tuesday morning. That means it's time for another Tom and Shane podcast video. Happy to have you, excuse me, along with us. And hey, if you're new here, we would like to invite you to subscribe to our channel. We've got some new subscribers. I'd like to welcome our new subscribers. Thank you very much for that. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in. Whenever we have another podcast, and like us and leave a comment, because, well, YouTube really likes that kind of crap. They move us up in the search stuff if you do that. So it's pretty cool. And also, if you'd like to support us monetarily, there is some cost to putting these things on. So we would appreciate it if you would click on the description below and contribute. And of course, we're brought to you by StreamYard, and it's simple to use. There's a link to the description below, and you can try it out and see if you like it. And also, Shane and I, the award-winning Tom and Shane, the Swiss Army Knives of Business and Politics, we both write on Medium.com, and there are links to our writings below in the YouTube description and on our replays. And today's topic, we want to talk about the cost, the true cost, Shane, of a gallon of gas. And before we go there, though, we've got to talk about the price to get oil out of the ground. We got to go there first. We can't have gas without oil. So,
but that's true.
What's the sweet spot, Shane? You're in the oil. Your family was in the oil and oil business, so
that's right. I mean, it depends on type of oil well that you're drilling. I mean, if it's a recovery well, you know, you know, $15-$20 from a 50-100-year-old well pump and 15 to 50 barrels a day. But modern technology, monoplatform, you know, it's about $85. Most land oil, you know, drilling is 65. It's the natural gas from the fracking, because those wells are deep. They run about 20,000 feet on land, and or, you know, up to, and so you know, that can cost you anywhere from $5 to $6 million to drill, and then to do the fracking is the horizontal drilling is another couple of million, and plus fracking is $4 million. To hopefully provide enough natural gas to recover, which is around $4 a million cubic feet. So we talked about this 2 years ago because the price of natural gas had dropped below $4, and I was concerned about it. But of course, now that's not an issue.
Yeah,
and with oil now up again at a 104, and I'm expecting it to be a 150 by September. I still see it going. I still see it going higher.
Yeah. We're having some internet issues. We may come and go this morning. I don't know. You know, we got a tin can and a string up here in Montana to use the internet. So we may skip out now and then. So bear with us. As far as supplier, Shane, and I'm going to read this for the benefit of the people who are only watching or listening on audio of our broadcast. 9,000 independent oil and natural gas producers in the United States. These companies operate in 33 states and offshore, and simply and employ an average of just 12 people running those 9,000. And that's kind of what your family did. They were independent drillers, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So,
I was 6 months old when we moved from Alberta to Montana, because my dad was in the oil business in Montana, as his grandfather was. My grandfather drilled the Discovery well in the Turner Valley in Alberta. So he was a wildcatter, opened up Alberta, and sold his Discovery to Imperial Oil. That was then named the Golden Spike, because it was like an upside down nail. And he'd literally drilled into the top of it. And the formation went down like this. So it, 100 yards either side or in any direction of where he drilled, you'd had to
have gone. It'd be a dry hole, huh?
Well, no, you'd had to go another 500 or 800 feet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he hit the nail on the head. He sold that. Yeah. And he was a wildcatter in Western Canada, and went out there after the market crashed. But, you know, the interesting thing people need to understand that to refine a barrel or a gallon of oil for this mm-hmm. or of oil, you know, it only costs between around 40 and 70 cents US mm-hmm. for them to produce and make, you know, turn oil into gasoline and diesel. It's a little bit more for diesel. It's about 80 or 90. But the long story short is what you point out, you know, these poor fellows running these now independently owned stations are, mm-hmm. you know, they make about 60 to 65 grand a year. So this is not a big like business to be in unless you own three or four of them. I mean, you know, you own mm-hmm. three or four yeah. of them, it'd be a pretty good deal.
All right. Bob Vanderval, County Tom and Shane from New Jersey. Bob is the editor of the Bakken Oil Business Journal. So he is he's been in the oil business for 50 some years. So we hope he'll comment on whatever we're talking about. And he's quite a oil guy and quite a personality too, by the way.
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
Yeah, we've
Saturday,
had him on the show.
So
yeah,
he's you know, welcome, especially yeah. back in the day, you know, in North Dakota when mm-hmm. you know the whole issue of it. Happening yeah, 10 years ago, it was the Continental mm-hmm. Oil was the big player because they'd bought up the most leases.
Yeah,
and it was an interesting structure because it was like a bowl structure, you know. And mm-hmm. Continental had bought a lot of the acreage in North Dakota in the middle of the bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm talking underground. The structure was, you know, bowl yeah. underground, and he did really well by that. He turned Continental into a $1 billion oil company yeah. on land. That doesn't happen, boy. Yeah. That hadn't happened in years, you know. I think there it was Occidental was actually the last one to do it.
Yeah, all right. Well, with Bob on the air, he can fact check our things we're going to talk about today, Shane. So
I'm sure he will. That's
well, I'm a fact checker on here. So, well, we got the oil out of the ground. We got it to the refineries and now we got to go to the gas stations, and the market size measured by revenue of the gas station industry, $113.6 billion in 2022. And we're only halfway through the year. And so I guess how many gas stations are there? I find there's 145,000, yeah. 127,000 of them. Are convenience stores. They sell everything from beer and chips and aspirin and fast food, coffee, soft drinks, whatever. Quite an industry.
Yeah, back in 2014 when this happened or was starting to happen and the majors were getting out of the totally vertically integrated industry, meaning selling the retail side of it, I mean, these gas stations sold for around $2 million back in 2014. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were generating back then around $300,000 a year in profit because of mm-hmm. they had better contracts then than they do now mm-hmm. with the oil industry.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say the oil company use of their name and products and whatever. You know, you can't have two pumps of Conoco and three pumps of Exxon.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. You are locked in, baby.
You're locked in, baby. There's no going anywhere else. I guess you could change if you want, but that would be interesting to see.
But so, you know, the interesting thing is back in 2014, if you did go into this industry, mm-hmm. you know, that was cheaper than buying a name brand, you know, like a food mm-hmm. chain store, you know, setting up a McDonald's or an Outback or, yeah. you know, that was still cheaper than that. And so, and less of a hassle. I mean, you know, owning a restaurant is, you can make a lot of money in a restaurant, but you can yeah. lose a lot more than you yeah. can ever make.
It's one of the toughest businesses out there.
Yeah, it is.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Bob's pointing out Warren Buffett is now the major stockholder in Occidental Petroleum. So
yeah, he bought another 2 million shares. So he's up at 10%. They just announced today. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's getting up there. So.
Well, it's a 14 yeah. billion dollar oil company. So I don't mm-hmm. see him. He'll jump on it. I mean, he makes 400 million in Berkshire a week in cash. That's 1.8 billion a month. A month. I mean that. Yeah. I mean that's like 20 billion a year in cash that Berkshire Hathaway makes.
I mean, I was gonna say the guy has two nickels to rub together, doesn't he?
Nah, he has silver dollars, baby.
Looks like so. Well, the actual gas station we need to talk about, the markup on a gallon of gas, about 15 cents a gallon. That's before expenses. And then you got to pay rent, utilities, freight, labor, credit card fees, employees, whatever. And out of that 15 cents, you end up making about 2 cents a gallon on your gas. So gas stations that average 4,000 gallons a day make about $100 in gas sales per day. And of course,
yeah, I mean, state and local state and local taxes average around 35 cents a gallon, and then that's on gas, 36 cents on diesel. Mm-hmm. And you know, the weighted average of a fuel tax in across your state country is about 53 cents or, you know, for gas, and about 61 cents for diesel. So yeah, that's a big chunk of it. It's 10%.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. Yeah. The gas station owners make about $69,000 a year, $60,000 if you're on the West Coast, because they got all those different blends and everything you got to have out in California and some of those areas. But that's not a lot of money, Shane.
No, running, not today.
Running,
no.
Running a station, pretty low price there. So, yeah.
And, you know, I guess we should just comment, you know, on the rise of the price of gasoline in the last couple of years. I mean, it's a number of things. It's not any one thing.
Yeah.
Yes, the government policy of your president and the demolition party has probably be 70% responsible, but also to the regulations on the industry, and particularly the you know, the production of it, and the cost of maintenance of oil facilities has obviously gone up, and you know, shutting it down. Like when you shut down the production from a petroleum plant and then start it back up, you know, it causes leaks and issues that, you know, because of pressure, you know, it's all under pressure. So when you release pressure in a operation like that, and then, you know, load it back up again, you know, it blows seals and you cause issues that you have to deal with. And that's that's another cost. And of course, the cost of transporting became expensive. You know, a lot of truckers moved from moving oil because no one was using it, you know, to moving 18-wheel products, you know, containers.
Sure.
And and they found that longer trips just made more money. And, you know, guys that drive trucks, you know, they're somewhat, I hate to say the word loners, but I mean, it's something they enjoy, you know, it's very comfortable. And what, have you ever been in a big rig? I mean, they're comfortable.
Well, more so than they used to be. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's like riding, you know, it's like being on some farm equipment. I mean, you know, you got air conditioning and, you know, it's all glass and lots of sunlight, and you're out there by yourself. You got music, and you know, you're sitting on a spring chair, and it's comfortable. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Wendy says, yay, caught you live. Well, Wendy, you'll never miss catching us live if you subscribe and ring the notification bell. You'll always get a notification of where we are, when we're on, and all of that. So we appreciate you joining us, Wendy. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get.
But I don't see gas dropping in price. I know that, you know, they're carrying this big tune now. Oh, it's dropped 54 cents and, you know, it's going to go lower. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the president's been successful at what he's doing. No, he hasn't. I mean, it's the marginal price drop is not a result of anything, any government policy. It's just that the production has increased.
Yeah.
And this trip to the Middle East was, you know, I mean, how embarrassing. I mean, nothing accomplished there. And all he did is make himself look foolish, pounding hands. I mean, pounding hands, really. Like,
yeah, I know.
You know, That's so COVID that it's like, you know, if you pound hands now, all you're doing is reminding people of COVID. You know, if you're not gonna shake someone's hand, just hi.
You're talking about a fist bump, not pounding hands. So.
Whatever. Pounding hands. High six, whatever.
You got to have all that stuff. So, yeah. Well, to talk about that, the market size of gas station in the U.S. has grown slower than the overall economy. A lot of people think, oh, they're making all kinds of money hand over fist here. But I think the gas and oil is about 118th of the largest industries. So they're down the pike a little ways there's a lot of superficial cost, but the what trickles out the bottom ain't much.
Well, that's true, but there's over 250,000 people that directly work
in the American industry,
and there's close to 1 million people worldwide that work directly, mean, you know, something to do with drilling or hauling or pipes it's a very significant employer, and one of these things that I don't know how even the people dealing with the global warming issue and everything feel they justify what they're talking about. They all drive cars, all of them.
Yeah, you want to get rid of fossil fuels, 50 to 75 years, maybe.
Well, that's right. I mentioned this because I want people to go check it out. Star Technologies, Australian company, solved the problem. They have a little technology called the Hero, and it works. They've been testing it like literally for 15 years. It's worse than trying to pass something through the FDA. Because global governments they don't want something that can solve the electrical problem. Because you solve the electrical problem, you do get rid of a lot of this. You solve the electrical problem. You don't need coal, gas, solar. Mm-hmm. You don't need wind. You don't need dams.
Yeah.
You know, you can take dams down and let rivers flow freely. Well, except in flood zones, of course.
Yeah. Sure.
And water stories, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure.
So if you have the industry that exists now and governments existing now blocking technology or preventing the development of technology, it's a sad sort of thing. And one of the other problems is, you know, they spent trillions of dollars on solar and wind.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would be a big failure on their part if something simple comes along.
Yeah. Well, where's PETA when it comes to where's PETA when it comes to solar? You've got to clear acres of land, and that means you got to displace every animal on that land. You know, where's PETA about the rabbits and gophers
and food production? You interrupt food because it's got to be placed where there's sun.
Yeah,
and you know where there's a regular amount of sun is food production.
Yeah, and you're talking about a large acreage. You know, as I've always said, if you can get a solar panel the size of a dime that produces the same electricity that's now the size of a small Buick, then you got something. But until that technology catches up, it ain't going to happen.
The inconvenient truth you're finding is now you've got some guy who flew around the plane. Paying off leaders in countries like, look at Amsterdam, the Netherlands, because they're not going to use fertilizer. And now they're running into the same problem Sri Lanka's running into, who's trying to do a deal with the IMF because, their previous president and family who'd run the country for 40 years left. And remember, Sri Lanka was the land of civil war with the tigers, Tigers of the North. I mean, they had a civil war there we watched for 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
And then they became self-sufficient. And then a year ago, we're convinced, well, you can't use fertilizers. Now, 70% of the farms are gone. They're starving. They're broke. And this is a pattern you're going to see because, global warming has justified it. Like, So you wonder why. I mean, you and I always wonder why. That's why we do these programs. And that's why we talk about all the reality that people just don't seem to want to discuss. Because you always have these politicians saying, we should have that discussion. But they never do.
They never do, yeah.
They never have the discussion.
That's true. Bruce says, not true. I can build a hydro-powered car, but the economy isn't ready for it yet. Well, the technology is there, but we aren't there yet. Bob chimes in, natural gas will be the transition fuel in the production of energy for the U.S., and I think that's true. That's been going on for quite a while. We're moving toward that, no question. And remember the horse and buggy? Society wasn't ready for the automobile. No, they weren't.
That taxi drone is coming, baby. I'm telling you right now. You know, even perhaps in years of my lifetime, within the next 20 years.
Yeah, maybe.
Cars are the wagon of the, you know,
of 18th, the future, huh?
19th. No, they're the wagon of the 19th century.
Yeah.
And, you know, the car is going extinct, folks. In the next 30 years, we won't. And then what are you going to do with all these highways you built? Like, no, I mean, I guess you'll still use.
Well, you're going to need
used for heavy transport.
No, what'll happen to the highways is that your drones will follow the highways.
They'll have highways in the sky. But a great use of highways that have been built would be to put high strength, because if they're already built, you could put high-speed trains on them.
You could do that.
Incredible subway systems, like literally across the country. So
you could do that.
You'd have the platform already to build it on. So you don't even have to put it in the air. You just rail it, baby.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. We've got to one other thing we've got to talk about, Shane, is back in, I think it was 2009, in March, oil was like $140, $150 a barrel. And by December, it was $35. So the question is, how long before gas prices return to some form of normal? And I'm not sure what normal would be. $2 a gallon, $3 a gallon.
No, natural gas is.
Not natural gas. I'm talking about gasoline.
Oh, no. This is going to be the norm.
$5 is going to be the norm?
Because that's the global warming. They want to eliminate it. And, they were trying to eliminate it in other manners. And now they're finding the best success because of COVID. They learned. That price is going to be the push. When inflation is over 12%, heading to 15, not going away, folks. It's only going to get worse. By 24, it'll be, still holding around 12 to 15% because of the policies that have been initiated. The cost of transportation of everything we eat, all of it delivered by 18-wheelers, 80-90%. And so all these things are going to be somewhat made difficult because, what's coming is the artificial intelligence for driving. And then you replace all those drivers, whether it's with a combustion engine or electric engine on an 18-wheeler, there's just going to be a lot of changes. You don't have a driver, it's just a computer. The cost that might help drop the cost of things, but that's 20, 25 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a while for that. Mm-hmm. Bruce says natural gas doesn't have the BTU to power cars. Well, I know the postal is going to natural gas powered cars
and propane.
Propane.
We have a lot of buses here in Kamloops that run on propane.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And
when we talk about natural gas, we're talking about propane as well. And I mean, we're talking about gas in some form, I guess.
But look, you already know, if you have a barbecue, what the cost of propane is because you go out and replace your tank, So propane's a really nice gas. It's clean. It's sweet.
Yeah.
And but it's a different distilled product, you know, so it's not as easily produced as natural gas.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're looking at. So, well, as we
just this is real important.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I want everyone to know that there's clean and dirty natural gas. Clearly, clean comes out of the ground clean, but the other comes out with for fertilizer. What do you call it? The yellow. The yellow byproduct in fertilizer.
You brought it up.
I can't. I just had a mind fart. Okay, yeah. I'll think of it. But you know, they strip it out of the the gas. We had that in Vancouver because they piped all of the gas directly out of Alberta to Vancouver to the harbor to get it, and you know they'd stack
it. Sulfur?
Thank you. That sulfur gas, that's exactly what it is. And they'd pipe it to the harbor, and they had these gigantic buildings, you know, they were like T buildings. Yeah. On the north shore of the, you know, and with sulfur, it's just piled high, man. And the big tankers would pull up, cargo ships, which, for them to fill them with the sulfur, and off they'd go to make matches and fertilizer. India mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's where we're headed. So
I'm waiting for Biden to take a plane to China to ask for oil. You know, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, China is one of the largest oil producers in the world.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Well, natural gas will be used to run energy plants in place of coal. Well, you can't make concrete or steel without coal. So gas isn't going to get hot enough to do that. So we're not going to get away from coal anytime soon, as long as you want to have steel and concrete. So,
well, to give you an idea how clean the gas was, my father found in Montana, any farm that gave him, or sold him, leases to drill, and he found gas, he would dig and run a gas line to their farm, their barn and their outbuildings and the house, so they'd all be on natural gas. And he gave it to them free.
Yeah.
So that's how clean it. That's how clean it is. Yeah. Some gas is clean. Some is dirty.
That's for sure. So, well, we covered a lot today. Maybe some final thoughts, Shane. What do you think? Where are we headed? You know, we've got this Green New Deal going on, and gas is priced out of the range of average citizens. So, what are we looking at here? Let's predict some down the road changes or improvements or bad things or good things or what?
The earnings per share crash, I've called this since 2021 November, is now interrupted the investment of billions in the oil industry and combined with the Green New Deal. So while they're still spending that kind of money, anyone new, like with a new idea, is finding it difficult to raise money. So that's a problem. Number two, the continued policy of the existing administration in both our countries is going to lead to higher oil prices. And regrettably, the third thing, this issue in Eastern Europe, if it turns ugly, I mean, did you see what happened over the weekend? Lithuania picked up the Russian TV station. They shut down 4 months ago in Russia because they said war, the invasion in Ukraine war. Russian government shut down this Russian TV station. So they went to Lithuania and they said, okay, well, you can stream from here. And now that's a dangerous thing. Because now you give Putin a reason to go after the Baltic states. They're against me, and I can't have them telling me there's a war I don't like. So there's so many triggers with the potential for major war in Europe. Mm-hmm. All bets are off. Now, having said all that, we're still, you and us, American, we're in a recession. It's getting worse every day because they don't want to accept it. No one's talking about it up front like we do. So it's not getting better. And everything, there's a lock on everything, Thomas. Everything's going to stand still. maybe mm-hmm. for 2 years longer. Yeah. Could be longer. Yeah.
I think so. Well, according to Bob, we passed the fact check deal.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Bob. So we're happy that, if you're just joining us, Bob is the editor of the Bakken Oil Business Journal. So
master of the Bakken, baby.
He is the master of oil, 50 years in the oil business. So, we appreciate him joining us online very much. And, to my thinking, it's not in the best interest of the U.S. to keep going the way they are. And maybe the midterms will have some effect and change on the direction we're headed.
But that's your only hope.
Yeah, that's what
No, seriously, it is.
It is.
If the Republicans don't manage to win the House at least.
Yeah.
And make Biden this idiot. Oh, I'm sorry, I did it again. Yeah. A lame duck, or really a dead. He's a dead duck already. I mean, the guy. Yeah. He's not even lame anymore. He's just a dead duck.
Well, we've still got two more years to deal
that
with this.
That was the danger. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
Well, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so voting this November is going to be pretty important. Because we've got a. And I agree with you, Shane, at least taking back the House. So we've got voices on both sides of the aisle, so to speak.
We're coming up to less than 100 days till the election.
I know. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
For all those people out there that care I'm only throwing this out there. It looks like I forecasted that if the Republicans take over the House and the Senate, Trump runs because he will take that as a signal, as a mandate. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way they look at these things. Now, that's looking good because he's had huge success with people he's backed. Mm-hmm. And with the 31 Democrats that have retired and 28 Republican congressmen that have retired. I mean, that's 60 right there that have brand new. So the odds are they're going to pick those 60 up and whatever other ones they throw out, holy cow, I'm not saying this, but the potential for this to be a 70 or 80 seat swing, the worse the economy gets, the more likely that is, Tom.
Well, I was going to say, it depends a lot on what happens between now and then. Gas prices have come down some, not a lot, but they are going in the right direction, at least for the drivers. Well, out there.
So now gas goes down and now it's now I can afford I can buy gas and buy a little more food.
Yeah.
I mean right now, medicine, you have to buy gas and have less food, So now gas drops and you can buy a little more food. That's not a good thing,
No, it isn't, but we got so many things going on at once. It's like a perfect storm for the Republican Party, no question about that, I think. Sure. And I think a lot will depend on where gas goes between now and Election Day. If we get if it goes below 4 or 3 or whatever, like it did in 2009, I don't know. It's I think that'll have an effect, negatively on the Republican Party. So we'll see.
Negative? Why would it be a negative effect on the Republican
Party? Because the Democrats have brought the price of gas down. They're in power. So whether they did it or not is a whole nother story.
I don't think people as a voter, I wouldn't look at it that way. People aren't that stupid. The price of gas is not dropping because of Biden. People,
come on, the voters are stupid. They elected Biden.
They just had a poll, Steve, Tom. 17% of people think the economy is going in the right way in your country.
Well, that's always been the case.
That's the lowest.
It's the lowest it's ever been. But every every poll I've seen from the time we've been on the air, the country's always polled heading in the wrong direction. Doesn't matter who's in power.
I agree with that, but but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is over 80% of the American people think it's going in the wrong direction at this time with the polls.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're not blaming the Republicans for that.
Well, but you can also point out that the approval rating of Congress has been dismal, no matter who's in office. But we keep 86% we send back. Why do we do that?
No, their approval rating has been below 20% for 50 years.
I know. That's what I say. So why do we keep sending these same assholes back? Come on.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. The voters are led by social media and the mainstream media.
Great whatever, maybe over average 80% of the people go back, but you know, since 1924, the party in the House or the party in the White House has lost an average of 26 seats.
That's true. The midterms are disastrous for the party in power.
Look,
and it's always been that way. Yeah,
that's right. It's always so. Biden's a dead duck, and the Republicans will control the House. And you wait and see their committee meetings about Biden and his son and Russia and. Yeah. Everything. I mean, no. They, come on. There's just too much stuff that they're just ignoring.
Well, I don't think they're going to tackle any of that. I think they're going to go.
Oh, yes, they will.
I don't think so.
That's
it's negative. It's negative. You can't do negative stuff.
Maybe negative to you. It'll be happiness to the people that elected them.
You're gonna have a January 6th type where it's all Republicans and no Democrats.
You don't need
cross examination.
You just need a committee meeting and bring in some witnesses, including Biden's son and a few others, his partners and his computers, and you put them in the record.
And people will put it on to go to sleep by.
No.
So, yeah, they will. Now, the Republicans are going to go after the border. They're going to go after inflation. They're going to go after the stuff that matters. So that's where we are. So we're getting off oil and gasoline here.
Because it's all relevant.
But all right.
Okay. Saturday. You got to talk about, give them a hint for Thursday or something.
No.
Or talk about why.
I'm not going to do that. Not going to do either one.
You're not?
I'll tell you why after we go off the air.
Okay. Bell talk?
What's that?
You're going to tell people about knocking the bell and wanting to
I am. If you'll be quiet for 10 seconds, I'll do that.
Fun with you. Just trying to have fun.
I understand that. Okay. So, all right. Yes. Don't forget, subscribe. Ring the notification bell because let me tell you something. If you subscribe, your chances of being eaten by zebras will be just as will be the same as they were before. So just subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment, and because we're here for you. We're not here for us, we're here for you. So if there's any way you can help us out with subscribing and being here, we really appreciate it. And share the show. Share it with your friends. It's on YouTube. It's live. It's there. Share it with somebody. Let them know that, hey, there's these two wacko guys are out here. They're dumb. They don't know anything. But
we may be old, but we're cool. We're very cool.
Yeah, we are cool. that's a no-brainer. All right.
Yeah, I have my summer tan. I feel good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, all the women are going for you. So
yeah, sure they are. Yeah,
there you are. Hey, don't forget the award-winning Tom and Shane. We write on Medium.com. We got articles over there on a variety of topics. So there's a link in the description below to those things. And we will see you on our next podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. like us, ring the notification bell, and we'll see you soon.